This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man alive, time flies when you're me, Chris. Time flies when, what? You know what? Don't shake your head, Chris. It's Friday, baby. You know what time it is.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Dear Shogun, I've noticed a few Medal of Honor citations that mention recoilless rifles. Can you explain what these are? Listen, thank you. Remember, every Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday at the beginning of the second hour. Chris, that's the top of the hour, right? The beginning is the top. I'm still learning the radio terms. Okay, it's the top of the hour. Top of the hour. A recoilless rifle. Okay, here's, let me explain this the best way I know how. Okay, a recoilless rifle. It's bigger. It's not like a rifle that goes in your shoulder that you carry around, although individuals can carry recoilless rifles. You know what artillery is, right? You obviously know what a big artillery gun. I want you to picture an artillery gun that is shrunk by about 100 times. So one dude or two dudes, generally it's made for one dude, can operate the gun. It is a huge gun for one man to operate, but he can operate it. It shoots a rifled round, meaning there's rifling in the barrel, so the bullet itself spins like a football coming out. But it's a huge bullet coming out. It's like a miniature artillery round. Now, they don't shoot as far and the round isn't as big because the weapon itself can't handle it. But for small units, especially like Green Beret units, a unit that's smaller and they're not going to have like a mortar crew attached to a Green Beret unit for the most part. It adds an extra upper level of firepower for them. And they call it recoilless for just what you'd think. It's not that there's no recoil. It's got basically a gas system in it that absorbs most of the recoil going back, so it doesn't it's not going to knock you on your rear end. All right? It's as big of a weapon as an individual man can operate. I'll put it to you that way. What, Chris? How big's the round? Big. I can't answer that question because there's not just one recoilless rifle. There's a ton of them. It's bigger than what comes out of an M4, an M16. Bigger than what comes out of an M16. Smaller than an artillery shell. All right. I know it's a wide range, but there's a wide range for them. Picture. If you look one up, it'll help explain it to you. Lots of times they're mounted on a tripod or something like that. But again, it's something you would carry around the tripod and the rifle. An individual or two individuals can carry it around. You get yourself in a bad firefight and you need extra protection, drop a recoilless rifle down, start putting rounds downrange and killing communists. Dear Jesse, I heard your take on female comedians. Though I don't disagree, I think there's something you missed. By the way, my take was, yes, female comedians are a lot less funny than males, but that's because women and men find male comedians funny. Female comedians, only women find them funny. Anyway, this guy goes on. He says, men need to develop a sense of humor to attract women more than women need to be funny to attract men. Women love funny men. If a dude isn't physically attractive enough to score a dime, he will make up for it with humor. Women don't have to develop that part of their personality as much because they already have the ability to attract men, even if they're only a nickel. Pretty boys and bad boys have all the dimes they can handle. An ugly, funny guy can attract a dime instead of a peso. You can say my name. His name is Jack. It's not untrue, man. It's not untrue. I've had buddies of mine, man. They were so ugly. They were so inhumanly ugly. I mean, to the point we all, like, they knew it. We would talk about how ugly they were. And man alive, are you deformed? You know, that kind of thing. You know, with the way buddies talk to each other. They killed with chicks. Why? They're friggin' hilarious. And, yeah, Chris brought up, and they asked. Remember, you talk to any dime out there. Fellas, I'm talking to you young fellas here. You talk to any dime out there, they'll tell you, men don't ask me out. Men don't ask me out. Guys don't ask me out. Because there's this thing about men. Remember, all this goes back to biology, the way we're created. Think about it like a tribe. In a tribe, just like now, what does a woman in a tribe want? There's a tribe. You're out in the outback. There's only 100 of them. What does a woman want in the tribe? She wants the man who will be able to protect and provide for her. Okay, so that's what she's on the hunt for. The dudes, what do all the dudes want? The hottest woman he can find who will care for his home and his children. That's just humanly nature. That's biology. You don't have to complain about it or fight against it. It's what it is. So as a result, what? What happens? The dude who leads the village ends up with the hottest chick. Now fast forward that till today. If you're a dude and you're eyeballing some chick in church or at the rifle range or at a bar or at work or something like that, and you see some smoke, and she's so hot you can hardly talk when you're thinking about her, what do you think to yourself? You know, dudes are naturally nervous. I get it. What do you think to yourself, though? I'm sure she's taken. Or if she's not taken, you think this. Probably going out with a rich guy, or she's probably dating a professional athlete or something. Like, you talk yourself into a million different reasons why you shouldn't ask her out. And the truth is, every guy who looks at her thinks that way. And you know who she's going to end up going out with? You know why you see these dimes walking around with bridge trolls all the time, fellas? Because the bridge troll was the one who had the guts to walk up to her and say, hey, you want to go grab a steak after work? Boom. All of a sudden, he's got a dime. You're still going out with your buddies on Friday night. Be bold, fellas. Fortune favors the bold. Follow Julius Caesar's lead. Jesse, how can we save the country? I'm not convinced the Democratic Socialist Party will lay down this election without deception. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life to defend my country from ourselves, but time is not on my side. I am 73, a disabled Vietnam veteran, and poisoned by a fake vaccine that I was forced to take. I believe our only hope is a convention of the states. What is your take on convention of the states? I respect the opinion of a true patriot such as yourself. His name is Walter. Walter, you're a Vietnam veteran. You are the patriot, my friend. Also, let me say this, Walter, and I want you to understand I'm not being insulting. You are 73 years old. You spent your entire life fighting for your country, including in that hellhole known as Vietnam. I'm not telling you there's nothing else for you to do or nothing else to do. But it is time for the younger men to take over and take the lead. It shouldn't fall on you, Walter. Now, that doesn't mean older people can't be knee-deep in the fight in politics. We need them, but we don't need you laying down your life for anything else. If you want to get involved, anyone who listens to this, 73 or whether you're 7, if you want to get involved, with permission of your parents, kids, if you want to get involved in politics, you should understand two things. One, the federal system. the federal government, almost undoubtedly it cannot be saved. It's way too corrupt, past the point of salvage. That's not bad. Hold on. It's not all bad news. But because of our state system in this country, because of our state and local system, there are so many pockets of this nation that can remain absolutely wonderful and remain places that share your values. The future of America, it is local. It is legal and local. Forget about the latest congressman and senator, and look, we're going to talk about that always on the show. Get involved in a local race. People don't want to do that because it's not sexy and it's not fun. It doesn't feel like you're changing the world, because that's what you want, right? You want to change the world. You want to save the world. You want to save your country. That's what I want, too. I don't want to do something small. I want to do something big. Small is how we save the place. We will not save the place from the top down. We won't save the place from Washington, D.C. out. Washington, D.C. is lost. We will save the place from the bottom up. Local, that's the roots of the tree. The communists knew this. That's why they took over the schools and the local government so long ago. And they used this as a farm system to nurture and educate future generations of America haters. And those America haters began their march through the institutions, working their way up from the school boards into city councils, into state legislatures, pouring their anti-American poison into everything before they took over the university system, making sure they're educating the next generation of college graduates on just how bad America sucks. And now they own it all, but they didn't own it all starting in D.C. They took over it all starting from the schools, from the local area, and that is how we will begin. That is how we will begin, legal and local. That's how we take this country back. All right. ESG. Washington, D.C., Community College, and so much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's deal with something. Have you ever seen a movie or maybe a documentary about Navy SEALs? Navy SEALs are famous. Let's use Navy SEALs for a reason. You ever watched them shoot and thought to yourself, man, that's amazing. They hit everything they aim at. That's incredible. How do they do that? Man, those guys must be superheroes. You know that you can shoot as good as a Navy SEAL if you train as much as a Navy SEAL. Shooting, it's not a natural thing. No one shoots naturally. You don't come out of the womb with a gun. You train or you suck. A Mantis X system allows you to train inside of your home without firing a shot. So you don't suck. And so you don't die if, God forbid, you ever have to pull out your weapon and use it. Mantis X is what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines use. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of legal and local, I'm going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in a second. Heard this conversation on Joe Rogan. Someone sent me this clip. Listen to this.
My friend, his wife is a school teacher, and she works at a school that had to install a litter box in the girls' room because there is a girl who's a furry who identifies as an animal, and her mother badgered the school until they agreed to put a litter box in one of the stalls.
Yeah.
So this girl goes into the litter room or to the girls' room and urinates or whatever. I don't know if she poops in it. That's pretty gross.
I mean,
if you could teach your cat, by the way, to use the toilet, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want a box of piss in your house. It's the worst. I've had cats my whole life. Like, you're so crazy.
It's happening in red areas, too. This furry thing, which I didn't even know existed. This deranged mental illness that never stops. It's all the trans, and now they're animals, and now they're... It never stops until it's stopped, and it's happening in red areas too, because we don't focus on legal and local. We worry so much about the midterms and the House and the Senate that we let our school boards go to waste. I cannot tell you how many emails and how many people I talk to from blood red areas across the country, and I mean red, rural areas, Oklahoma, places like that, the school board, all communists, every one of them. All the parents, they have jobs. You know, we're ranchers, we're working. Oh, I contributed to my senator. I love him. Good guy. Nobody even goes to a school board meeting. Legal and local. Dear Symmetrical Oracle, I need your crack community college expertise to settle a debate between me and my friend. My child has 5 A's, math, social studies, art, health, and 2 B's, science and English, on a report card. Normally that qualifies for honor roll. I found out they aren't on honor roll because the school requires one of the A's to be in English. I argue, why is the stipulation for English and that English is no more important than math or science? She argues that English is more important, so it should be over math and science. What say you, oh great one? I don't know. I was never on the honor roll. Direct from Wells Fargo website, this one says, Wells Fargo has set a goal of net zero GHG emissions by 2050, including client emissions attributable to our financing. And the lady says, so I guess if you want a business loan for a business that they deem emits greenhouse gases, you can forget it. Where can we bank that doesn't do ESG? Then she says, regarding the COVID vaccine, where do you think we'll ever see a day when people responsible for this tragedy are ever held accountable? The banking thing, I've given you the best advice I can give you. And the reason I don't have better advice than that is because I am still on this same search myself. I bank with one of these big, disgusting banks. I hate them. I've told them I hate them. I have decided to move everything I have to a bank that will not do ESG the way my bank is. I can't find one. And people will inevitably say, local banks, credit unions, you don't understand. I've gone to all the local banks and credit unions. They're all doing it. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know. What, Chris? Of course, Chris would have a bank. What a shock. I know everyone's shocked by that, but wouldn't you know it? Chris has friends in banking. Boy, I'm stunned. All right, let's move on here. Jesse, Medal of Honor Monday. Pick either of Smedley Butler's citations. That's actually a good one. Also, please take a second and use your platform to prod vets like myself to engage in at least one former service brother. I lost another Marine to PTSD. He was a tracker from both GWI and Mogadishu. He seemed stuck at 22 years old with alcohol and Marlboro Reds and never could pull out. It takes us all mere seconds to text a note, takes a cup of coffee or just a phone hello, takes an inning to catch up. I dropped the ball on my brother. We need to help each other grow old for those who never got the chance. Semper Fi. His name is Mark. My veteran brothers out there, I need you to hear a couple things from me. I know there's lots that can be very, very hard about coming home. And I'll be honest with you about something else. You find that life isn't quite as exciting when you come home. You've been on the big adventure, the grand stage, with your buddies and danger and guns and explosions, and you've done something great, and then you come home and you're what now? Just a working dude? Just a this, just a that? And you convince yourself that you've done the last great thing you'll ever do, and everything sucks, and you might as well just dive deep into a bottle or whatever, drugs, whatever the case may be. Hear me now. You did a great thing. It is not, and it better not be, the last great thing you ever do. It's on your resume. Congratulations. You have something incredible on your resume. I'm proud of you, and you should be proud. Unless it's the last thing on your resume. If it's the final entry on your resume, I'm not proud of you anymore, and neither should you be. You have abilities. You have an entire life to live. Maybe that's a wife to love. Maybe it's kids to raise. Maybe it's something incredible, charity. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's something. Make sure veteran isn't the last thing on your resume, all right? And if you're struggling, 866-903-3000. 3787. Get help. Get help now. Email me if you need help. We'll find you help. All right? Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of veterans, that's why I'm proud of companies like PureTalk, where their CEO is a veteran. I'm proud of veterans who move on and do something great, and something great that's patriotic, right? I do love PureTalk because it's patriotic. It's not just that they're not Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile. It's not just that they share our values. I like that they hire Americans, man. There's not enough of that. When you deal with PureTalk, it takes less than 10 minutes to switch. You're dealing with a freaking American on the phone, a pleasant one, I should point out, who speaks English. Takes less than 10 minutes and you'll save a fortune. And it's the same 5G network as one of the big guys. What's your reason not to switch? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That saves an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do you see why I love Ask Dr. Jesse Friday so much? Do we not have a good time here? Or should we just yell and scream for another 3 hours so we're all just ready to go drive off a bridge at the end of the show? I won't do it. Dear amazingly handsome Dr. Jesse, I like this guy, Chris. Me and my wife are going to D.C. to take a trip to D.C. Shut up. I went to community college. Anyway, in your expert opinion, what are some must-sees? Also, the bar is hungry. Let it eat. Man, the bar is hungry. All right. One, the Vietnam Memorial. And the Vietnam Memorial is a strange bird because it's just the wall of names, isn't it? And I don't know about you. Before I went, I have such an incredible amount of respect for Vietnam veterans because of how much their government screwed them and their country didn't love them, and jungle fighting sucks so bad. They're just the best freaking people. I love them. Every time I ever see one, I just talk to them, and I love them. And I saw the Vietnam Memorial. I knew what it was, and I thought to myself, that's kind of lame. It's just names on a wall? That's kind of lame. You kind of think that, right? You think, maybe you don't, but I did. I thought, man, that's kind of lame. It's different when you stand in front of that wall. When you stand in front of the wall, I've had several experiences in front of that wall where you see veterans who are there crying. You see people laying flowers down. And even if none of that's happening there, let's say you're there all by yourself. From the outside looking in, on the internet, it looks like a wall of names. You get in front of it and you start reading the names. It makes it real, man. It makes it real. And I'll give you a gem here in a moment. Last time I was in D.C., I was doing this event for Tunnel to Towers. Gosh, I love Tunnel to Towers. But I was doing this event for Tunnel to Towers. They were building, I haven't been to the final product yet, but it's got to be done by now. They were building a Korean War memorial. It looked like it was going to be really, really, really cool. But I'll give you a hidden gem. You ready for this? Washington, D.C., they have a spy museum. Unless you know it's there, you're not going to stumble across it. You have to go know where it is. Chris, obviously, as you know, I should have been a spy, so the White Shadow was able... Look, I had to get my sources and track it down, right? But I can't tell you how I gain intel, Chris. You wouldn't understand it. But go to the spy museum. The spy museum is stupid fun. I mean, really, really, really stupid amounts of fun. Go to the spy museum in D.C. Jesse, since you are a world-renowned author... Surely there will be an audiobook for those of us who don't have enough time in the day to sit down and read. Who will narrate the audiobook since big-time authors such as yourself don't narrate their own books? My vote is Mike Rowe. I could listen to him narrate anything. Chris, authors don't narrate their own books. A few do, not many. I shouldn't narrate my book? You think I should? Well, here's my thing. Who else has the sultry voice to net? What, Chris? Who else? What, maybe James Earl Jones or someone like that? We'll get a what, Chris? Hey, let's see if we can get a hold of. I know he's 95. Chris Luke, I'm your father. Like, I basically sounded just like him. I think we'll get James Earl Jones to narrate the book anyway. I think, what, Chris? Me and James, I bet we go way back. I bet he's a huge fan of the show. Pink Flower. It's not nice, by the way. I'm curious your thoughts on medical marijuana. I'm a 100% disabled vet with chronic back pain who is skeptical of the pharma monster offering pain injections. However, I've also cut drastically back on drinking for providing a better image for the kids, so I'm conflicted on the idea of using the Haitian hashish to calm the pain. What says you? Daryl's his name. I'm not the expert on medical marijuana, man. I don't know. I know a lot of people use it. I know a lot of people who use medical marijuana for chronic pain. I'm honestly not the one to ask. I don't have chronic pain, but I'll say this. Chronic pain, especially for vets who've been blown up or messed up your back or something like that. When you have constant pain in your back, I grew up that way because I'm 6'8", so I grew so fast my spine got all messed up. Chronic back pain, it makes you a worse person. You're just nasty to be around. Dear Bearded Oracle, what's the difference between feudalism and communism? I thought feudalism was inherited power for the elite, where communism got their power from a central election committee. But when you look at North Korea, the power has been handed down for three generations. Okay, here's the deal we have to understand. We talk about these isms. Feudalism, communism, fascism, all these isms. They all come down to the exact same thing. They act like there's these different governing philosophies. So if this one actually believes this, or that's because they all lie about what they actually stand for and what they believe. You know what fascism is? Feudalism is? Communism is? All the power and money being hoarded by a few and everyone else starving to death and doing what they're told. They all come down to the same thing. All of them. There's no difference at all between them. We're supposed to pretend they're different. That's part of the communist tactics, by the way. Oh, he's a fascist. Really? Fascism? You mean the government merging with the corporate world to crush its opposition? Man, we'd never have that in this country, would we? Ever. You do remember what they did to MyPillow, right? You remember that Bed Bath & Beyond, they kicked MyPillow out for questioning an election? You remember Walmart? Walmart told Mike Lindell, his products sell like hotcakes. Everyone loves them. They told Mike Lindell he's out, that he's not welcome in there anymore. That sounds almost like fascism to me, does it not? And that's part of the reason I'm so passionate about MyPillow too. All these companies, they all take a crap on you all the time. Mike Lindell, he's not even neutral. He's out there taking it on the chin, fighting for you. I shop at MyPillow just to say thanks, let alone the fact that greatest freaking sheets on the planet, Giza Dream Sheets, they're 60% off right now. You can get them as low as $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Jesse, why can't we get a bunch of class action lawyers together and sue the FDA, CDC, FBI, DOJ, Homeland Security, and current administration for the fentanyl that is killing our children? Here's something that is an extreme frustration of mine. This is something I have discussed at length with friends of mine, Tucker Carlson and others. Tucker's very frustrated by this too. Communist billionaires, they put their money where their morals are. All these crazy communist various organizations around the country and around the world, they're always flush with cash. Do you ever look at some left-wing loser on the street and you'll see him protesting in San Francisco one day and then he's in New York next week and then he's over at a climate conference in Berlin and you're saying to yourself, how can he afford that? I can't afford to get from San Francisco to New York, and I dang sure can't afford to get a plane ticket to Berlin. How do these people afford this? Communist billionaires, they take their billions and they pour them into communist causes. Republican billionaires, they donate to the Senate candidate or donate to the president, and that's where it stops. The lawyers we have in the legal system who are on the front lines out there who would do these things and do these huge lawsuits, they're ready, they're waiting, they're willing. The funding is never there for them. It's never there for them. There are so few of these billionaires who are committed to stroking these big checks. And that sucks. But listen, remember, we talked about this before. We're not going to have our counter-revolution and take our country back with just you and just me. It's going to take more than normal people. It's going to take elites. It is. We're going to need some on our side. Remember this. The country, the founding fathers, we look at these guys and we revere them and we should for what they did. And we talk about how they were brave and how they did this and did that. They were all high society types. You have to have some high society types in your corner. You just do. You can't do it. I can't do it. We don't have the connections. We don't have the money. We can't do it. We need high society types to get involved. Ours don't. They just want to be left alone, run their business. I'll donate to Trump again if he comes around. I'll donate to my senator. That's not good enough. It's certainly not enough to match what the communist billionaires do. All right. We have one more segment left. I have a lot to get to. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can still send your questions in. We might get to them next week. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We don't throw them in the trash here. Told you it was going to be a fun day. I knew it was. What, Chris? Sorry. Look, you know what? Don't worry. You're not even going to smell it. We have three Eden Pure thunderstorms right here in the studio. And in case you're wondering, because they're air purifiers, they really do take all the odor out of the air. All of it. I've had people from taxidermy offices. Have you ever smelled a taxidermy office? I've had people from taxidermy offices email in and say, it took the odor out of the taxidermy office. They are miracles. They kill all the viruses and mold in the air. I own three of them. I have three. Well, that's a lie. I own six of them. I have three in the studio, three at home. Go get a three-pack for yourself. Keep one where you sleep. One in an extra room where the kids sleep or whatnot. One in your living room. Maybe one in your kitchen. Go to EdenPure.com. PureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, all right? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Dear Oracle, been listening to your show for a hot minute. I remember when inflation wasn't even a concern. I'm a gunsmith in Florida. I don't need a business plug. Using this as a reference point, all my service prices are kept low to keep people in my shop, but now all my costs are going up. I want to buy a can of brake cleaner, $10. Spray lube, $10. All these items that used to be $5 a can. Because they are petroleum-based, the prices are skyrocketing. Now, all my prices are going up. What would cost the customer $50 is now $70 to $100 because I cannot afford the oils to fix or lube their guns. It's ridiculous. Also, I need to hear the Denver airport bathroom story again. I dang near peed my pants the last time. Yes, the prices of oil. I tried to explain this. Energy prices, gas prices going up is so much more. It'll raise the price of everything. Also, it's the last segment of the show. I don't have time to tell the Denver bathroom story, which I swore to you I would never tell again. I tell you what. If we get 5 emails between now and Monday, 5, requesting the Denver bathroom story, I'll tell it again. I'm not even going to give you the email address again. If you don't know it, tough. If I get 5 emails, I'll tell the story again on Monday. That's the deal. All right? I don't want to relive this moment, and you're sick freaks for wanting me to relive the moment. Dear Dr. Jesse, you've been transported 200,000 years in the past and will live there for 1 year. You can bring whatever you can carry on your body. What part of the world would you choose, and what would you like to see the most? What part of the world would I like to choose? I don't think the world was around 200,000 years ago. Tulsi has ties to the WEL. Oh, by the way, I should probably answer the guy's question, though. Africa. I want to see Africa, especially old Africa. I want to see Africa, but I guess I want to see Africa now. Tulsi has ties to the WEF. That's World Economic Forum. And my gut feels like she's being used to split the Republican vote in 2024. What's your opinion? And is it bad that I never trust anything anyone does now? It is good. It is a necessary part of living in a completely rotted and corrupted system that you don't trust anyone. Again, when it comes to Tulsi, we're losing, so we accept reinforcements. Let her be out there on TV looking hot and championing the First Amendment. Don't let her anywhere near power. Anywhere near power. Jesse, the black community was unjustly observed and criminalized by the FBI, and the truth is coming out. They even tried to investigate Aretha Franklin, who is a musical genius. I think you should spend more time talking about how black Americans have been unjustly and ethically obfuscated to the point of injustination and criminalization. Those are a lot of big words, otherwise I would talk about it. Jesse, I wanted to get this message to you. First, let's get this out of the way. You are super hot and handsome. I like this lady, Chris. What, Chris? Well, I'm sorry she has great eyesight. Anyway, she says, second, you were wrong the other day. A guy asked you what would be the worst thing to do naked, and you said a table saw. The correct answer is having to wade through waist-deep swamp waters, and I'm talking deep down south swamp waters. Oh, lady, believe me, I know. As somebody who has walked through the jungles of Thailand and pulled leeches, burned leeches off of myself and my friends, you do not want to be in swamp waters. Just trust me on that. Dear Love 'em and Leave 'em Jesse, I'm glad you're done being a high society pompous author and came back to your true calling of Radio King. Also, I have come with a suggestion of a way you could save face with your audience. Why don't you start a gang like Matt Walsh's Sweet Baby Gang? You could call it Jesse's Banditos or the I Hate Chris Club. You can even take these ideas as your own. I don't mind as long as I become the first member and get bragging rights. All hail King Jesse. I'll tell you this. There is a plan for that. You're just going to have to stand by because it's actually a really, really cool plan. And it's nothing I can give away yet. Just park it. Jesse, today's Parkland verdict was decided by 7 men and 5 women. But in case you don't know, that scumbag piece of trash who shot all those school kids in Parkland got life without parole instead of the death penalty. Today's Parkland verdict was decided by 7 men and 5 women. 3 jurors objected to the death penalty. We don't know who they were, but we can guess. We all agree that women shouldn't vote. Should women serve on juries? Well, no, of course not. My man, you are my favorite radio show artist. When I say artist, you paint it on like nobody cares. I have this piece of beep boss who thinks he's the beep and loves the lavish lifestyle while screwing us working people. I recently told him I was planning on starting my own business in the HVAC field and I was never going to be predatory, especially to old people, which is his specialty. Gosh, that steams me. People who prey on old people, man, that freaking steams me. Anyway, he says, because I'm HVAC, as you were on radio, he refuses to let me go, which the only reason I have this gig for is health insurance for my daughter, wife, and myself. I'd love some of your insight on how to get ahead quicker and leave this guy in the sand. Much love. One, let me tell you this about starting your own business. I've taken the big chance when it comes to media and it worked out. I've taken other big chances and failed. My folks, about the time I graduated high school, they took a big chance and my dad went from being a superintendent in construction to starting his own construction company. It was Don Kelly Construction. It doesn't exist anymore. He retired, by the way. It went well. It wasn't bankrupt. It was awesome. He retired and I moved on to do something else, so he'd close the doors on the whole thing. Brother, I know you got a wife and I know you got a daughter. You hit home runs by swinging for the fences. Nobody accidentally hits a home run trying for a single. If you want to try what you're doing, make sure you have business sense. There's a great look, how to idiot's guide to starting a small business or something like that. Make sure you understand the ins and outs of starting a small business. There's endless resources for that now, but there's no easy, risk-free way to strike out on your own and do it. And maybe you'll fail, but maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be out there providing excellent service for those old people so your scumbag boss can't rip them off anymore. Maybe, just maybe, that wife of yours, maybe she'll be driving around a Mercedes up in your mansion one day. Go be bold. Fortune favors the bold. The rest of you, keep your chin up. We'll be back tomorrow. No, we won't. That's a bald-faced lie. We'll be back Monday. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.